Shane Tobin joins me. He's the Club Development Officer of the Esperance Shire to take us through the Esperance local sport of the long weekend. And boy, oh boy, hot diggity, we had some sport on this weekend, Shane.
Yeah, we do, Sean. It's a big weekend. A lot of the general or the traditional sports are sort of having the weekend off to enjoy a little bit of a break, but it's a great long weekend. It's a great chance for clubs to host bigger events. And the first one's the 2018 March Tennis Tournament, which has been going for about 20 years. So the Esperance Tennis Club hosts the March Tournament. It commences on Friday with social squash and goes all the social tennis and goes all the way to Monday the 5th. If you can still register, so if you want to get involved, particularly for the activities from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, contact Anne Welke, 0407 381 728.
There's tennis, which is great, but my preferred sport is the squash, and there's a tournament for that as well?
Well, there is. So these guys have been going for a long time as well. So the 2018 Horizon Power Esperance Open Squash Tournament is on Saturday and Sunday. They have ladies, gents and juniors coming from all over the state, so it's pretty huge. You still can get involved as well if you're local in particular and you want to have a hit of squash. Contact the club on 0418 805 862.
All right, let's move right along. The Speedway and the Esperance Cup as well this weekend?
Yeah, it's all happening. So the MCD Esperance Speedway have a big weekend of races. They have on Saturday Junior Speedway Race Association Country Road Super Series, which is a bit of a mouthful. And on Sunday, they have the same, the Junior Speedway Racing Association Australia versus New Zealand Challenge. And I think there's about eight juniors from New Zealand making the trip to Esperance, which is absolutely fantastic. And then in the also on the Sunday, they have the production Super Sedans, which I suppose is the adults racing. So gates open from 4 p.m. on both days and mud in the eye from 6 p.m.
And then I'll be wearing my little tie for the Esperance Cup, so that's a big day as well. Does that start around midday with the first race? Yeah, well, I've got a purple tie or a blue tie to choose from, I think.
Okay, well, you've got to make that decision, Sean, which is good, but it's good to see you getting dressed up and playing the game. It's a huge day for the Esperance Bay Turf Club on Sunday. They have, the races, it's generally an 8 or a 9 event card. The gates will open from about 10:15, but the actual, at this stage, the first race time hasn't been set, which is normal for the TAB.
Right.
The big race is the Esperance Cup, and it's a $70,000 event, and they have another couple of events, sprint races with $20,000 worth of prize money. So it's huge money and good fun and a brilliant day out for the community.
Yeah, big day on the Esperance calendar. And now this one that we mentioned off air, I didn't even realise this was a sport, I guess, or an event. The remote cars are on this weekend or next week?
Yes. Yeah, no, this weekend. So they've got a over Saturday and Sunday as well. So the local club, the Esperance Bay Remote Control Car Club, are hosting the WA Challenge Cup in Esperance at the Thompson Street track. Check them out on Esperance Bay RC Car Club on their Facebook page if you want to get involved. You can rock out and have a look. So, yeah, no, it's buzzing around this fantastic track and, yeah, obviously skill involved and stuff and good fun.
I just think I'll get down just to appease my curiosity, I think.
A bit cheaper maybe than the Speedway vehicles.
Yeah,
sort of thinking.
And less mud, less mud probably. You'd hope?
Yeah, a little bit less mud now.
Just a little bit less. And then what was the other one we're going to talk about?
We've got a vets football match against Kalgoorlie at 3 p.m. So I think the vets encourage them to come down from Kel and enjoy a game of footy and then go to the races the next day. So from 3 p.m. Ports Oval, Esperance versus Kalgoorlie. Contact Brendan Purchase for more info, or if you want to have a kick, anyone out there, 0409 881 445.
Pull on the boots and have a little run around. Shane, thanks so much for joining me again. Heaps of sport. I'll probably see you around at one or two of the events.
I'd go the purple tie.
Would you? Not the blue?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it'll be good. I reckon it'll work for you.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to consult my girlfriend and see what she reckons. Thanks, mate.
All right, see ya.
What do you reckon, purple or blue? Let me know on the Facebook page, Triple M Esperance Facebook, or maybe pink or red. Let me know. Give me some hints, some ideas, or maybe no tie. Maybe it's a bit too dressed up. It's just gone past 7:15 on Triple M.